Drive on KFH.
Hey, good afternoon. It is The Drive with Bob and Jeff, a Tuesday edition. Bob is out celebrating his 8th wedding anniversary.
Is that why he's not here?
And that is his year 8, not his 8th wedding.
Oh, I thought they went hand in hand, like every year's. No, that's not how it works.
It's his 4th wedding, but their 8th anniversary. I don't know if he wanted me to say that.
Well, you did, so it's out there
it's
now.
It's just the truth.
It is what it is.
We all have our things, and his is marriage.
And obviously, he's still working on it.
Right.
But it seems to be okay now.
It seems like he's locked into this one, and we couldn't be happier for the young man.
No, not at all.
Celebrating 8 years with his lovely wife, Debbie. I'm sure they have an enchanting evening ahead. And we wish them all the best. We'll catch up with Bob tomorrow and see how it all went for him.
Exactly.
Hopefully not how it all went, but how...
Most of it went.
Exactly.
How most of it went.
That's Jason Duda over there. I'm Jeff Lutz. We are the substitute Drive A-minus team this afternoon.
Hey, I'll take an A-minus. Obviously, you never saw my grades in high school, so A-minus is fantastic.
Did you ever get an A-minus? Did you ever attend high school, I guess?
I was there sometimes.
In Sexsmith.
In Sexsmith, Alberta, Canada.
Sexsmith High, I
The assume? Sexsmith Secondary Sabres.
You guys were the Sabres?
We were the Sabres.
Nice.
You like that?
That's decent.
Yeah. Red and gold.
Did they have a hockey team at Sexsmith?
No, there's no high school hockey.
No high school hockey?
No.
How is that even possible? It's Canada.
Because you have every other hockey possible. So you have your age limits all the way through, but there was nothing in high school. Not a thing. No hockey, no high school hockey to play other teams. That's not how it
Isn't
works.
That bizarre? Did you ever question that as a youngster?
Like, well, no, but when
I want to take out Saskatchewan High or whoever. Saskatoon High.
Yeah, Saskatoon. It's only an 11-hour drive.
Well, you guys met in the state tournament, I would have assumed.
Well, they're in a different province, so we wouldn't have met them there. But maybe the national championship.
There you go.
Yeah, we could have met them there. Yeah. Yeah. No, no high school hockey back in Canada.
Is that how it worked in, like, basketball? I assume you have basketball.
Yeah, right? They have basketball and football.
Was it the province tournament that ended
provincials.
The season?
Yeah, they call them provincials.
That's a better word.
Yeah, always went to provincials.
How'd your team do?
In what? Hockey?
In basketball.
I only played part of 1 year, and I only kind of filled in here and there because I was playing hockey.
So you were varsity?
So I was gone a lot.
Yeah.
No, look, I'm from a town, like, the graduation class is like 24.
So everybody was varsity.
They were just hoping someone would show up enough so they could field a team.
How are you not suspended for being gone as much as you were?
Well, that's because everybody knows it's hockey, so you're going to be gone. I mean, I miss, I don't know how many days I miss with traveling.
You know how they could have rectified the you being gone from high school for hockey?
How?
Have high school hockey. You can just play for your team.
Yeah, it just doesn't work that way back home.
It doesn't work that way, but has anyone ever solved a problem in Canada?
It's not a problem in Canada. Everything's fine. It works.
It is
works
a problem.
Just
you
fine.
You didn't finish high school?
I finished high school.
When? Last week?
No, that's old man. What year was that? 92?
This is a young man we haven't heard from in a while. Let's go to Andrew, who's called us early on in the show. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, Jeff, how are we doing today, man?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, my sports year has been just amazing this year. I got done with school today. Winter break started today. Got done with finals, so.
Nice. What finals did you have today, Andrew?
I had to take a civics final today and a choir final today. So I had perfect attendance.
Perfect attendance? What?
So why'd they even make you take finals? I thought you got some of those exempt.
Yes, but if you have a... I slept in a few times during first hour, so I had to go in then, which is not a big deal. Okay, it happens. It's life.
So not perfect attendance, but attendance, you showed up to school every day.
Good enough. If you show up to school every day, you're good, and as long as you have a B or higher. So I had a C in my classes, so I had to take that. Not that big of a deal.
So as long as you showed up, it didn't count? So you show up and pop your head into class and leave?
That's not great. That's not a great plan they've got up in Mulvane.
Hold up. I might explain it wrong. So here's, I'm sorry to take it, but this is how it goes. So if you miss like 1 hour more than once, you have to take that final no matter what.
Okay.
So then if you like If you then, in any other classes, if you have a C or below, you get to take your finals. But if you haven't missed that class more than once and have an A or a B in that class, you're good. You don't have to take it.
Can you give me, because I'm interested in if I'm smarter than a 12th grader, and I probably am not, so we'll see. Can you give me an example? I'm not going to be there in science or math or anything, but give me an example of a civics test question today, and let me see if I can pull something out.
Let's see. It talked a lot. Do you know what Citizens United was?
Citizens United, kind of. That was like a pack, right? For the was it a Bernie Sanders group?
Well, it was a case. It was a Supreme Court case. Does that help you at all?
Not really.
All right. Well, I just
wasn't it a pack though? A pack?
Yeah. It's about packs and super packs.
Okay.
So you were going down the right. But it was like saying how like the court can limit money and all that fun stuff.
Okay, well, yeah, that rings a bell. I didn't know the specific name of it. I remember hearing about it. Is that all you called about, Andrew, or are we sidetracking you?
I wanted to say, our Bears are doing pretty good this year. Am I right? We beat the Rams.
Yeah, the Bears are outstanding. And I'm the one who called that early on in the year. Jason remembers.
Oh,
sure,
yep.
You did. And Jason, I hope you're having a good day, guys. I hope you all have a great day. Thanks for letting me talk on airwaves today. Thank you for not taking my call. I thought you maybe wouldn't have done that.
Well, I think you've paid your penance for the misspeak last time you called us.
I need a physics question.
Thanks, Andrew. Physics, please.
I didn't do well in physics.
Nobody did.
I took one physics class.
You probably thought you were in civics when you were in physics.
I actually probably did, because I could tell you what my percentage was in that class at the end of the year, but it's pretty embarrassing.
I'm not a math science guy. I'm a facts and words guy, history and language arts, English. That's where I lived in high school. And then I stopped trying. But hey, it's all good, right?
I don't know. I was only good in math. That was it.
Let's set up the show today. I've got a lot to talk about. It never feels like enough, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've got a whole bunch of topics, and I doubt we get to all of them, but I'm also afraid that we'll get to too many of them, and then we'll run out of stuff. So that's always a concern. That's just a stream of consciousness.
It's just the way it is, man. You just run with it and see what happens.
But I'm prepared. I planned it out. I've got topics. I've got a bone to pick with you here in a minute.
Sweet.
But let's set up the show a little bit. At 4:25 in the next segment, we'll talk to East basketball coach Joe Jackson. He's got a game tonight against Cape and Mount Carmel. So he's gracious enough to join us on a game day. Look forward to talking to Joe Jackson. His team, I believe, is undefeated. And don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure they have not lost a game yet. Southeast and Heights are also up there in the standings. I think they're all undefeated, but now I don't know.
Now you're worried about it.
Yeah, now I'm worried.
No, it's okay. It's okay to be wrong once in a while. It's not a big deal.
4:40 or thereabouts, we'll talk to David McLean of Access TV's WOW, Women of Wrestling. David McLean, an old-time wrestling guy. He goes back a ways with that form of entertainment. And we're going to connect over that, me and him. And I can't wait to talk wrestling. Jack Oliver from Classic Hits 103.7 KUIN will be in. And we'll talk a little wrestling with David McLean.
Interesting.
You going to be in here for that?
Well, if Jack's in here, we'll see.
You might throw a question at him.
Well, I'd be crazy not to.
You can ask him about the day you were in Saskatoon.
Saskatoon.
And he saw Ric Flair lose
Bret
the
Hart.
Title.
No, Bret Hart won the title.
From Ric Flair.
Was it Ric Flair?
Yeah.
See, I always thought it was Yokozuna.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, I think I do.
No, I remember.
Okay.
Just because I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I do. I was there.
Just a match.
We came back from Prince Albert, which is only 45 minutes away. We were putting our stuff back in the locker room while it was going on at Sask Place. And they let us go up to the stands and watch the last few bouts. And that was the one that I remember, Bret Hart. Maybe Yokozuna wasn't. Maybe it wasn't Yoko. Whatever. Don't matter.
And at 5:25, we will effort Wichita Thunder general manager Joel T. Lamerno. Hasn't been on the show in a while, but he's always good to catch up with. Thunder play this evening at home, so Joel might be otherwise indisposed. But we'll give it a shot at 5:25. And if we don't get him, we might play a game. Or we might do story time with Duda.
We'll see.
I've got some hockey-centric stuff for you today, but we'll get to that maybe in a minute. what the bone I have to pick with you is you
okay,
came
yeah,
out.
Okay, yeah, I want to hear this.
You
what
came
is this?
Out to our gathering on Saturday night, our the drive Christmas E sort of.
I was there.
Olive branch to our listeners. And you didn't talk to anybody. You didn't engage with anybody. You gave everyone the cold shoulder.
That's not true.
My wife was very concerned.
Why? I had a great conversation with Shannon.
I know. She was concerned about me. But that's...
Yeah, I was good. I had a couple people stop by. But
why didn't you want to talk to anybody?
I was there. It's one of those, you know, ever been to a situation where you get to a spot, but you're at the other end of the table?
No, I get it.
You know, it was one of those deals. Plus, I was watching a football game.
You didn't talk to me.
I was enjoying
myself. Two chairs down from you.
You started beaking right away, and I was just done with that. I mean,
I
knew I
was beaking about.
About anything. It didn't matter what it was.
I don't remember that.
I don't either, because I erase it from my memory right away. It's gone.
I remember you just not talking to anybody, not being at all social. What'd you and my wife discuss?
Well, that's really none of your business right now.
Really? It's like that. Max, go to break. We got to fight here. Just kidding. But seriously, what did you guys talk about? Was that fun?
No, I enjoyed it, yeah. We're sitting, we're BSing and just this and that about
my wife
whatever.
My doesn't BS.
Yeah, she does.
She doesn't. That's not a thing that
we're
she...
We're just talking about anything. We talked about the kids. We talked about
the
this
kids.
And that. Yes.
How come your wife didn't come out?
She was busy doing Christmas stuff with the kids.
Yeah, my wife didn't want to be there at all.
Well, that happens sometimes.
It kind of hurt my feelings.
Did it really?
Yeah, because I was out there having fun. I was, you know, chatting up the listeners, Ryan and Earl, and that's pretty much it. What? Chris came out for a time. I thought we had a fabulous time, and here's Jason Duda, the proverbial fly in the ointment.
Well, there you go. So do I have to go next year?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
How about me?
Couldn't have been that bad.
What if me and you just go sometime?
And do what?
Play a little pool, watch some football, post up at the bar. Is that a thing?
I guess, sure. Are you going to have a couple beers?
Here's what happened today. At work, they were talking about on Friday, because it's going into Christmas Eve and then Christmas. A lot of people are going to be gone. Having a beer, like after work, or I don't, like, what do I say to that? Like, I'd love to be out there with people, but I don't drink beer.
Then so, have something else.
Okay. Then I just look like the lame dude who doesn't drink beer.
So what's better? You go and at least socialize with the people you work with, or just not go at all?
That's a good question.
And look like the guy that's like, well, he doesn't want to come out with us and just have a social beverage?
Well, I can't stay long anyway because I got to do the show, and then I got it's my birthday on Friday. And by the way, happy birthday to your young son.
Yes. And happy birthday to you, Jackson, too.
You guys, you guys are more than welcome to come out to Kobe's on Friday.
Oh, you're going to Kobe's on Friday? What time?
6:30.
Big futsal game.
Futsal.
Big futsal game Friday.
Stop that.
He's going to want to go to Panda Express because it's his favorite spot.
Yeah, but Kobe's is better than that.
It is. And if we said Kobe's, he'd probably go because he likes that place.
So come on out.
Well, I can. We got a futsal
game. What time is a futsal game?
I think it's at 7:20. Let me check.
Oh, my God.
Let me check. Hang on. What time are you going to Kobe's?
6:30.
How many people are going?
Well, if you guys show up, it'll be 12. Right now it's 10.
Let's see. 7. No, can't. 7:30.
Man,
I can't do it.
I throw out all these invitations to you. Let's go to Side Pockets. Let's go out to Manhattan to hear some music.
And if I go to Manhattan to hear some music, that does not count.
I can't say the guy's name anymore on the show for 6 months. So I think everybody knows who I'm talking about, but I can't say his name.
Why?
Because my dad put a moratorium on it.
That's probably a good idea.
Do I have to adhere to that?
Well, I don't know. It's up to you. You want to betray your dad and what you said, then that's fine.
I didn't
fine.
Agree to it, but I feel like I owe him that since he's not here. In Bob's memory, I'll pour one out for him, and I won't say the young man's name whose music we could have heard together.
We could have, but unfortunately it didn't happen.
There will be plenty of chances, Jason.
I mean, I can't believe that I passed that up.
There will be many, many chances.
Well, you let me know when they are, I'll make sure I got something going on that day.
What about New Year's Eve?
No. What? Are you kidding?
Down in Dallas? You want to take a little roadie?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
Are you going?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. It's gonna be tough, but maybe.
Oh. Man, like, what? Really?
Maybe.
Why are you following this guy around so much?
Who?
We know who you're talking about. Everybody listening knows who you're talking about.
Yeah, they do, but it's all good. Man, we got 5 minutes left in the segment. It's hard to get it. Let's talk about Wichita State. Dexter Dennis is out for tomorrow's game. Thankfully, they play Oral Roberts, who I think is like 4-9. Chance Moore transferred. Where are you at on Wichita State right now? What's your pulse as someone who is a little bit on the outside looking in?
Well, they're young. There's a lot of stuff going on there. Everyone's wanting to make an opinion about the season and break it down. And this is how good this is not how this is. Give them the year and then let's decide. Like, give them some time. You can't break down after every single game and say, oh, they're bad or they're good. They're young. They're going to have ups and downs. It's just the way it's going to be. I've been on teams that are young. I've been on, no, obviously not in basketball, but I've been there.
Wait, if you were on the team, it couldn't have been a young team.
So let's just wait and give Coach Marshall a little bit of time here to work and see what he has with these guys. What are they? 6-4. They play 10 games. Is that right?
I think that's right. Yes.
Okay, so 10 games with a whole pile of new players, all young kids, and we're wanting to break down and worry about if they're going to be any good or not. I just probably because I've been in the coaching side of things, he's got to be going nuts with those questions every single day when he has it to talk to the media. He doesn't know. That's why he's got these guys. Let him give him some time. Give him to the end of the year, and then we can digest it a little bit and maybe come up with what we think could happen possibly next year. I kind of feel bad for the guy, to tell you the truth, because he's answering this all the time.
Thanks, Digger. Let's go back.
Digger, what are you? Don't Digger me.
Thanks,
you
Digger.
You asked me a question of my opinion. That's it.
Calls are lining up right now. Let's see how many we can get to on the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline. Eric is with us. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys, how are we?
I'm really good.
I was okay until Jeff started talking to me.
Well, that's understandable. Hey, did Drew Brees get 6 points?
He got exactly 6 points. See, my dad won by 1 point over Virgil Ballard and is now playing in the finals.
Oh, my word.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right, Eric. I feel bad because now it looks like I'm not as good. I'm in 4 leagues. I'm in the finals in 2 of them. There you go. Thank you.
Wow. Just throw that out there.
Well, I just wanted people to know I have some aptitude for this. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Sorry, I yelled at you a little bit. We're good. I'm sorry. Let's dial it down. We're good.
Jason, you're kind of getting excited like Bob does. You need to kind of calm down there.
I know. I feel like when I'm in this chair, I've got a responsibility to just be off the cuff.
Hey, what I'm going to say is, everybody used to a dominant Shocker team, and it's not going to happen this year. I mean, this is a young squad, like everybody said, and, we're just so used to the dominant team, like having the Van Bleets, the Tequila Cottons, players like that. Well, eventually these players will be like that, but you got to be patient and give them time.
Yeah,
it's
Jason.
Like what Coach said at the beginning of the year, don't get too high, don't get too low. We have to work with these guys, and I think eventually, give it a year or two, these guys are going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, Jason, I sort of agree with you. I definitely agreed with you maybe 2 or 3 games ago when it looked like this team was rounding into some form. But these lows of late have been lower than I would have expected them to be. And now I'm not sure what to think. I still think they'll most likely be fine in time. But it's not always pretty right now. And I guess you have to expect that. Let's get one more call in before the break. It's Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hey there, fellas.
Hey,
I called in earlier at the start of the season after their first couple of games, and Bob was on the show, so he's not there to talk about it. But we're just kind of talking about, what about the record would be. And he was thinking maybe like a 20-win season would be attainable. And I figured more about a 500 season, about maybe 15, 16 wins. I think I'm going to stand by my pick at that. But I still think that something could happen with the tournament at the end of the year for the conference. The conference, I think, is down a little bit this year, maybe one ranked team right now.
Yeah, I don't think it is down this year. Houston's undefeated. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
Houston's undefeated. Cincinnati's ranked. Central Florida was the preseason favorite. Memphis, it looks like, has improved some. I don't know if it's down. Tulsa's better. We'll see. I don't know if it's down or not.
Right. Well, and Memphis is supposed to have all this talent and everything, too. So they're probably going to round in and get a little bit better as well. But I think I'm going to stick with about that 500 season this year and, just roll with it and see what happens.
All right, Bill. Appreciate the telephone call. Memphis – recently added for next year the number one player in the recruiting class of 2019.
Is he from Memphis?
I don't know. He might have been from around that area.
Yeah. Well, you know, Penny, that's the thing with him being there. I mean, kids are going to go. His recruiting should be good.
How excited are you to see Penny Hardaway in Wichita? I think that's cool.
I do too. He's a good player, man.
Right. He was an elite player. He was an all-NBA player, arguably the best point guard in the league until he was injured.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be fun to get him in here, and he's going to have some players. Like you said, he's got the number one recruit for next year. So, I mean, I think it's fantastic. I mean, I really do.
And that means Wichita State has to do that much more work to stay above water. When a team that's kind of in your position, maybe looking toward the middle of the pack in the league this year, like Memphis is, has the number one recruit in the nation next year, they might take off. And Wichita State has to similarly progress on that trajectory.
They might, but one player doesn't make a team. So
I feel you, but it's
Number one player in the class. Well, let's see what these young kids can do for this year, and I think next year and the year after are the years you need to look at. This is going to be a roller coaster ride this year. It's just the way it's going to be. And you want to get upset. You want to get too high and too low. You're going to drive yourself nuts.
Probably.
This is one of those years you just need to watch,
just chill,
and learn, and be excited for what might come in the next couple of years.
Fair enough. Let's take a break. Joe Jackson, head boys basketball coach at East High, will be on the show next. They play Capen this evening, so we'll get his thoughts on the City League race and his Blue Aces. Stay with us. It's The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Been talking to grease monkeys.